This is The Human Beat, and we are talking with Cheryl Capellan, Ned Heavenrich, and Lulu Heavenrich, and our subject is Costa Rica.
Yo te llevo en el pecho como una perlita gata que adoraron los indios al nacer la luz del alba. Te encontraron cantando en una rústica cabaña, pues tu padre fue un viejo trovador de la montaña. Zumba que zumba marimba en mi corazón, aunque se rompan las teclas que son de fino coyol. Zumba que zumba marimba en mi corazón, aunque se rompan las teclas que son de fino coyol. Cuando estaba chiquilla y juguetona allá en el rancho, te mimaban los indios que te querían tanto, tanto. Tus canciones nacieron en las jícaras del campo y aún vagan alegres en el orbe sacrosanto. Zumba que zumba marimba en mi corazón, aunque se rompan las teclas que son de fino coyol. Zumba que zumba marimba en mi corazón, que se rompan las teclas que son de fino coyol. Yo te llevo en el pecho, virgencita soñadora, te abandono tu padre cual si fueras pecadora. Te dejo sin bautizo traicionando tu ilusión, y por eso te han dado el dulce nombre de pasión. Zumba que zumba marimba en mi corazón, aunque se rompan las teclas que son de fino coyol. Zumba que zumba marimba en mi corazón, aunque se rompan las teclas que son de fino coyol. Zumba que zumba marimba en mi corazón, aunque se rompan las teclas que son de fino coyol. Zumba que zumba marimba en mi corazón, aunque se rompan las teclas que son de fino coyol.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida. Cheryl, let me begin with you. How did you get involved in this cultural exchange with Costa Rica?
Well, a friend of mine who knew I was interested in traveling and had been involved in this program said, contacted me and said, here's a good chance for you to travel and have a cultural experience and an inexpensive one at that. So I got involved first just going to meetings and helping out with transportation. The next year I hosted a Costa Rican person, and I think for 2 years I hosted. And then in 2009, I went to Costa Rica with the exchange. It's a back-to-back exchange. And I went to Costa Rica with the exchange group for a month. It is quite inexpensive. It's your plane fare, plus at that year I think about $800 for a month. And that includes your lodging and your meals. You stay in people's homes. And it's a great program.
So this is something that happens each year.
Yes.
That a group comes over from Costa Rica, and a group from here goes back over to Costa Rica.
Yes. Since the Kennedy administration, it was part of a program called Alliance for Progress. And they initiated this Partners of the Americas, partnering each state with a Central or South American country. And Oregon was fortunate enough to get Costa Rica as a partner. So it's been going on pretty steadily, I think, since then.
50 years. This mm-hmm. is the 50th year. Mm-hmm.
So there's a small local group, sort of an ad hoc group, that works on this every year to kind of organize for the arrival and recruit people to help and so on. And Ned and Lulu are among them.
Yes, it's small and hoping to grow.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you two got involved.
Well, many years ago, we hosted somebody through this same program, although it wasn't the cultural exchange, but it was
fisheries.
It was through the fisheries of the Partners of the America. We had a man come and stay with us for almost 3 months, and then we sort of didn't have time for it, but this is more for people who are, you know, have some free time or are retired. So it's sort of like Lulu likes to call it the Adult Exchange Program.
Well, right now we're not talking about a three-month visit. The folks who are coming in
right.
September of this year
right.
from Costa Rica are coming for what?
They are on the coast, and that would be us for five days.
Only five days.
And then they move on to Hood River, they move on to Bend, and then they move on to Portland, and that's their last day. So they're here a month, and that when those people who go to Costa Rica from Oregon, it's also a month.
Mm-hmm. So they're getting a pretty good overview of what Oregon is like and different geographical regions of Oregon.
Yes.
Does the same thing happen in reverse
oh,
when
yes.
people go there?
Mm-hmm. And it is quite fabulous because you do get four different geographic areas. And a little bit, even little cultural differences and little subtleties in Spanish differences.
Well, who are the people who come? Retired people? Is it young people? Who are the people generally who are in the group that comes here?
Well, some of them are retired, but we've also had young professionals, a lot of retired teachers. So there's a good cross-section of middle-class people, and because it requires a little bit of money to come. But again, we try to keep the costs down by planning things that they do pay for everything that they do here, but we try to carpool and we try to have potlucks and keep the cost down for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kinds of people are needed here to make all of this work? You need homes for them to stay in, probably. What mm-hmm. else?
People who are willing to come support by helping drive or just be a part of the group as it tours around. Just sometimes like somebody's hosting maybe has a conflict that day, and so if somebody can step in and take their guests, you know, for the day and do whatever activities that are planned, then, you know, that's very helpful too. So there's lots of different support things that people can do.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even host. I mean, We've got some mm-hmm. people who, wonderful people, who are willing to open up their homes this year, but we maybe need no more. We don't know exactly how many Costa Ricans at this point will be coming down.
Well, let's pause here for a moment, and let's see if we can give this information out more than once during the course of today's show. If someone is listening today and they're interested in getting involved, what should they do?
Well, there are a couple of websites they might like to explore. The Oregon Partners website is oregonpartners.net, and then the national website is partners.net. So that's pretty easy to remember websites. Or you can contact me, Cheryl Capellan, at 325-7548, or
Ned and Lulu at 503-458. 5182.
Okay, and we'll give those numbers a little later again. But if you go on the websites, you're going to find out more about the program and what's expected and so on. Is that the idea?
Yes, particularly the national one. This is only one part of a very extensive program. There is a student exchange. There's an exchange of artists. And there are a number of help projects, which I think is what Lulu and Ned were involved in before with the fishing industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an opportunity for us to spend time with people who are from another place and to learn about their culture and to help share our culture with them. Let's suppose that I agree to host, that I'm going to be a host.
Oh, good.
What's expected? What do I need to do? What do you expect of me? What are those 5 days going to be like for me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the main thing is that you're going to provide them a bed and a breakfast, maybe another meal. Well, some of the meals we're out doing together and are paid for. Some we do potluck, so you'd need to provide some kind of a dish to a potluck. And I think most importantly, providing transportation somehow.
Well, tell me what a typical day is like. Are we kind of rusted up at 5 in the morning to get going, or how does that work?
We try not to start that early.
Good.
We'll say it's a day that we were just tossing ideas around. And one idea, we're not sure if we're going to do this one, but one idea that was tossed around was, you know, go to Fort Clatsop, maybe go out to the Peter Iredell, maybe have a potluck at Coffinberry Lake, you know, it'd be something like that. So maybe we would meet at 9 or 10,
mm-hmm.
depending, and gather at a certain place because we'll all be in our individual family cars, and then kind of move together to each event.
So mm-hmm. the idea then is as a host, we would, host our guests, we would feed them breakfast, and then we would take them to whatever the events of the day
right.
were
mm-hmm.
and kind of stay with them throughout the day.
Yes, but if there was a problem, that's where the support people may come in. If you had an obligation, then perhaps the support people could take your new family,
right.
your Costa Ricans for that day.
So support people are other volunteers who aren't having people at their homes but are stepping in when needed to help
yes.
facilitate and make everything work.
Yes. And sometimes support people are there to just be part of the activities. Perhaps they are hoping to speak some Spanish. Perhaps they're learning and they would like to practice. Or perhaps it would be nice if there were some people who were more fluent in Spanish, too, and they could help with some of the interpreting. Some of our guests, our Costa Rican guests, speak English, and some don't speak very much. Mm-hmm. So
an opportunity to use that Spanish you've mm-hmm. had for all this mm-hmm. time. Well, aside from Fort Clatsop, now you've done this for several years, what are some of the other kinds of things that the group would do?
Well, in the past, we've usually spent one day in each of the communities, one day in Cannon Beach, one day in Seaside, one day in Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
And we've, the last few years, gone across the river and spent some time in Long Beach and El Waco and some of those communities across the river, because they always want to go across that big bridge.
To be in another state yes. is
yeah.
exciting.
We've gone to Shanghai and Astoria. We've visited a brewery. We've gone to the Cranberry Museum. We've gone to Fort Clatsop. Just about any point of interest available to us, we've explored. And some are difficult because of the language.
Mm-hmm.
Just something that they really wouldn't experience in Costa Rica, something different, something typically Oregon or Northwest.
Right. We can show yeah. off sort of some of the many attractions of our area mm-hmm. in a way that they might not see otherwise, because you have local people who know the territory. And
exactly.
And I guess part of the, you mentioned earlier, part of the aim is to keep the costs down for them. So you're not taking them all to, you know, high paid expensive things.
Absolutely.
And we kind of
mm-hmm.
get what cooperation we can out of the community to keep their costs down.
Yes.
And we have had businesses in the community who have been very generous in giving us discounts or giving us free visits. The Seaside Aquarium has always given us free visits, and many other groups. Astor Street Opry Company
gave us a lovely discount mm-hmm. on
yes.
Shanghai. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is hosting, what kind of costs can they expect to incur? I mean, is it just making breakfast for the folks and gas to drive them around, or is there more to it?
It may be just providing food for them to make your breakfast.
We
you
did
there's,
have some wonderful
some
tortillas
trades.
Made.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's some trades that go on here, so.
One group had gave us fresh tortillas every morning. It was fabulous. But you can be reimbursed for some of your expenses if it's a difficulty for you. As part of our budget, we do have some money for reimbursing for gas, for instance. So you contribute what you feel comfortable contributing, and we can help with the rest.
So as a host, do I get to say, hey, I'd like to host somebody who really likes to cook?
Yes.
Yeah, we do get a profile of all the people who are coming. Most of them are retired educators, but it varies, I guess. And we could match.
We could. In fact, we do. We try to match interests.
We will.
But, and they always will say the things that they're afraid of or the things they want to avoid. Often they're afraid of snakes, and that always makes us laugh because we certainly don't have any snakes to be afraid of around here.
No, we don't.
But they do. So. But they do.
Right. Well, what are some of, you've been doing this for a few years, and you've had contact with people from Costa Rica on both ends, both here and there. What are some of the cultural differences that, that you noticed or surprised you that you're... that you've learned in the course of all this?
Well, one of the things that, that I loved, Ned and I went last February to Costa Rica with the exchange, and I loved that they are a nation of dancers and singers. Every town that we were in, every potluck we had, there was music, and somebody was grabbing you up and teaching you a new salsa or a new type of dance, and no matter what age. And that to me was really stood out as a difference from potlucks here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have music here, or at least in Brownsmead, we're famous for our musical potlucks. But there was always music and always dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think talking to some of the people who were here, I think one of the things that they really loved was we did a potluck at the Brownsmead Grange and the wonderful Brownsmead Flats played, and we did a dance. We did a country dance, and I think they learned some of our traditional dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that part.
Ned, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of shared values, I think,
mm-hmm.
That I noticed. And, you know, more, we only got to see them for 4 days, really. When they were here 4 or 5 days, but when we were down there for a month, we got to experience much more. And we got to be down there during the elections this year, and it was fabulous. I mean, like over 70% vote every year. And they're
very dedicated to the democracy.
They make sure people can get to the polls. They hold it on a Sunday, and it's just a big festival. It's music and all kinds of just, it's, and no matter who you're voting for, it's just a big party.
Parades.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've just tuned in, let me say that we are speaking with Ned Heavenrich and Lulu Heavenrich and Cheryl Capellan. And what we're talking about is an exchange program with Costa Rica. And there's going to be a group coming here from Costa Rica in September. And there will be a group from here going to Costa Rica in February. And you can, if you wish, get involved. And Cheryl, would you give us the information about contacts again? How can someone get involved if they want to?
Well, locally, you can call me, Cheryl Capellan, at 325-7548, or Ned and Lulu at
503-458-5182.
There also are a couple of websites you might want to explore. Partners.net is the national website, and then OregonPartners.net is the Oregon Partners website, and there's a lot of information there for you.
And that's, the organization is Partners of the Americas, so you could Google that, I'm sure, and come up with any of this.
Well, Cheryl, how about you? What kind of cultural surprises or cultural differences have you noticed during the time you've been doing this?
Well, there's one dish that they serve at every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that would be beans and rice.
Gallo
pinto.
It's very good. Good with eggs, good with meat. And also, they're very sweet, friendly, comfortable people to be with. They're more alike, as Ned said, than different, I think, outside of the fact they speak a different language, which was a little difficulty for me because I have very little Spanish, but I've managed just fine to be involved in the program for quite a few years. I would love to see more Spanish speakers involved here in Clatsop County, just to help the Ticos out when they're here with understanding what they're seeing in museums, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're lovely people.
Well, it would be great to have some Spanish speakers in the group each day. But what happens is that they're staying in individual homes, but the idea is each day is planned so that the individual home hosts do, we all come together.
Yes.
And so the group gets to tour and experience things as a group. So one or two Spanish speakers in the group would really help with them understanding what was going on, right?
Yes, definitely.
And even though it'd be nice to have Spanish speakers, you have mentioned that people have hosted who don't speak Spanish at all.
Absolutely.
And still had a pretty good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, they're coming in September, And they'll be arriving when?
September 16th.
And how does that work? I mean, do you have to go get them at the airport?
No, the state director actually will be transporting them to the coast for us. And so we'll have a meeting place, and the hosts will get to meet their family, mm-hmm. their new family.
Usually start with a party.
Mm-hmm. Start with a potluck.
Always good, right? And between now and then, now you and other people who are involved in the program will be sort of putting together the itinerary.
Yes, we're working on that.
And you're still open to suggestions if someone has a great idea for what we ought to show off to them.
Mm-hmm.
So far this year, do you have kind of a little basic outline of what you're thinking about, or is it still really in process?
It's not fleshed out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hoping to get them on the river,
yeah,
on a boat.
We'd like to get them out on a boat. I think that would be a fabulous experience.
And you mentioned Fort Clatsop might be another place we would take them to. And and I'm sure they will be very accommodating and have somebody who will, you know, tell them the whole story out there and so on. And most of our local attractions are pretty good about that.
Yes.
Where they step in on something like this and extend themselves.
Some have Spanish language brochures. The Astor Column has one, and Fort Clatsop has one. But that's something I've always felt a great need for. It would be lovely if other attractions in the area had bilingual brochures for their visitors who speak other languages.
Now, physically, geographically, what is Costa Rica like? How does it differ, or how is it similar to what we have here?
Well, the similarities would be the coast and the mountains and volcanoes.
And rivers.
And they have a dry area. They have a desert-like area, and then they have the tropical.
So people who live in coastal Costa Rica would feel pretty much at home here in terms of the environment?
Well, they find it a little cold here.
It's a little cold. Chilly.
Well, what are the temperatures like that? You mentioned going over there in February. What's it like there in February?
Well, on the coast, it's hot. 90 degrees.
It's in the 90s.
Plus humid.
Really?
But in the interior, it's perfect, actually.
Up high. When you gain altitude. And most of the population lives up higher in the Central Valley. So it's lovely weather, 80 degrees. And
of course, around January, February, I think for a lot of people here, 90 degrees wouldn't sound so bad. because we're right at sort of the end of the chilly, wet period.
Yeah.
So
it's delightful.
Oh, and I have to say the wildlife is wonderful. The birds are fabulous. Toucans, quetzals. Many of the birds who are up here in the summer are down there in the winter, and the monkeys, the howler monkeys, the sloths. There's a lot of good wildlife to observe.
So there's a much more tropical environment there in some ways, with different animals than they would experience here. And here they're going to see maybe some bald eagles and some great blue herons.
They don't have salmon down there.
And they don't have salmon there.
They get to see elk and more deer. They do have deer.
We actually went to one place up in the mountains where they had a trout stream. So where it's cooler up in the mountains, there are some similarities. They may have been introduced, I'm sure.
And they have some desert areas as we do in eastern Oregon, right?
Well, in Liberia, it's not like our
more
desert.
More a savanna kind of.
More of a savanna.
But it is
plant.
a dry
savanna.
Well, is there anything else that I have neglected to ask you about this that you would like people to know?
Well, I would like to say something about it's not, for me, it's not just showing them the best that we have here, but it's really getting that connection. Mm-hmm. And we feel very connected with the two women that we hosted last year. One was on a grant. She was actually an indigenous artist, a basket maker. And then the other one was a retired teacher, Margarita. And we're still in contact
with them.
We're still in touch. Mm-hmm. We've been invited to Katja's wedding. I don't think we're going to make it, but that there is just that human connection that you really, you know, you're really sad when they go and they've only been with you for 5 days and you're sad to see them go. And I felt that down there, that each family we made a really strong connection with. And there were four different, very different families.
Is there a chance when you go to Costa Rica that you will see some of the same people that came up
yes,
here?
Yes, we're going to try to really make an effort.
So
to
you can
see
kind
people.
Of cultivate that friendship mm-hmm. and
to keep it
that's
going.
Great.
And I think that's the real crux of this whole program.
We have had people who've returned here in Oregon for several visits. Some Costa Rican people who've been here to Clatsop County several times. So they, you know, you do see them again. And it is, after all, about making connections and making friends.
Mm-hmm. So when you're hosting here, the commitment is only 5 days.
Yes.
But if you're going to Costa Rica, you need to plan on much more time.
Then it's a month. Mm-hmm. You would be gone a month. Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good.
A month February. In February was really quite
it's
nice.
Delightful, yes.
So, well, one last time, let's give the contact information, because I know someone's going to be listening and saying, you know, I'd really like to do that. I'd like to get involved with that. So mm-hmm. can we have those numbers again before we close?
503-458-5182.
For Ned and Lulu Heavenridge.
Or Cheryl Capellan at 325-7548.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Cheryl Capellan, Ned Heavenrich, Lulu Heavenrich. We've learned something about Costa Rica today and about the exchange that will be happening soon. So thanks very much for coming in.
Roger, you're welcome. Thank you for hosting us.
And you've been listening to The Human Beat on KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5. And streaming live on the web at coastradio.org.
De un beso que dejaste olvidado y lo llevo, señora, de la misma manera que si el beso en mis labios escaparse quisiera. Cuando allá por el mundo ponga fin a mi jornada, moriré con la boca fuertemente apretada, para que en el instante de emprender la partida lleve mi alma en tus besos el sabor de la vida. Por el mundo ponga fin a mi jornada, moriré con la boca fuertemente apretada, para que en el instante de emprender la partida lleve mi alma en tus besos el sabor de la vida. Lleve mi alma en tus besos, el sabor.